Welcome. We've got some really interesting source material for our deep dive today. It's actually a formal letter.
That's right, a letter about the final submission of this massive adaptation of the 12 steps, traditions, and concepts.
And it's addressed to the Intellectual Property Administrator at AA World Services, AAWS.
Yeah, but crucially, the letter confirms something important up front. AAWS already gave permission back in June 2024.
Permission to adapt these principles.
Exactly, under their existing reprint policy. So this isn't some kind of rogue operation. It's using the established channel.
Okay, got it. So let's unpack the adaptation itself. The fellowship is called Citizens Anonymous Revival, or CARS.
Right, and it's all laid out in this manuscript, Citizens Anonymous, Our Path to Complete Democracy.
And the really core aha moment, for me anyway, is what it's applied to. It's not alcohol or substances.
No, not at all. They're targeting what they call a global addiction to isolation, debt, and power.
Isolation, debt, and power. Wow.
And their argument, basically, is that a problem that big, you know, systemic, global, it needs a spiritual framework that can actually operate on that scale.
Okay, but before we get to the solution they're proposing, they talk about this central problem, this enemy. They call it the exponential machine.
Yeah, the exponential machine. What they mean by that is this kind of runaway combination.
The what?
Unchecked tech growth accelerating like crazy, plus hyper-financialization. You know, finance sort of taking over everything.
Okay.
And they argue this combination inevitably leads to social trust just collapsing and eventually people losing their own agency, their ability to act.
So it's like the sheer complexity of the modern world overwhelming us.
Pretty much. And to fight that, they realized the original 12 principles needed, well, more structure. A lot more.
Which leads to the 36 principles of CARS.
Exactly. It's like an expansion pack. The original 12 steps, they become the personal program for civic action.
Civic action. Okay. And the 12 traditions.
Those become the non-hierarchical governance blueprint.
Wait, hold on. From simple traditions, guiding groups, to a whole governance blueprint, that sounds like a massive leap. How do they make that work? What's the key?
Yeah, it is a leap. The key seems to be technology. They're talking about using modern tech tools to distribute decision-making.
Distribute it how?
To basically every member simultaneously. They call it collective consciousness. The idea is to prevent old-style hierarchies from ever forming.
So the tech enforces the non-hierarchy.
Right. And that ties into the third part, the original 12 organizational concepts. Mm-hmm. They become the technological and structural architecture.
The actual rules for running this digitally distributed structure.
Precisely. The how-to for maintaining that distributed power.
The overall purpose here is just staggering. I mean, they state it as the structural and spiritual disarmament of all global entities capable of large-scale self-destruction.
It's incredibly ambitious.
They're basically talking about dismantling governments, huge corporations, using recovery principles.
That seems to be the idea. Rebuilding society from the ground up on principles like service, humility.
So who gets to be a member? Is it for people addicted to power or?
Well, membership is framed around agency. It's open to, quote, every citizen who chooses to reclaim their agency.
Oh.
By first admitting powerlessness over this exponential machine, just like step one, and then committing to something called the Reciprocal Service Commitment, the RSC.
Okay, the RSC, what does that actually involve? Is it just being nice?
No, it's more formal than that. It's described as a mandatory commitment.
Mandatory.
Yeah, to give a certain percentage of your time or resources back to collective community needs. And it's apparently enforced by the CARS structure itself.
Wow. Okay.
And they see this whole adaptation, this whole CARS project, as a kind of sacred act of service. They really stress that its success depends entirely on sticking purely to those original principles. Humility, service.
So wrapping this up then, CARS is this attempt, a really unique one, to take the core wisdom of recovery.
Yeah, it's simplicity, it's focus on the spiritual.
And apply it as a foundation for global governance, using modern tech to try and achieve this, like, collective consciousness.
It's a fascinating blend of old spiritual tech and new digital tech.
And the founder, Bryce Bjork, seems to believe these principles are genuinely the only thing that can save humanity from this accelerating crisis complex they call the exponential machine.
That's the conviction driving it, yes.
Which leaves us, and you listening, with a really big question, doesn't it? Can a structure born from personal internal recovery,
from dealing with individual addiction,
can that really scale up? Can it actually disarm massive entrenched global powers and solve something as vast as this exponential machine?
That's the core question, I think. Can it work on that level? Yeah. Something for you to definitely consider.